The following is a paid program. The claims and opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and not necessarily the views or opinions of WUPS-FM, its staff, or its advertisers.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm back. We're back. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Todd.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look great.
Thank you. So do you.
You like the shirt?
I love your shirt.
I know. It looks really good, doesn't it?
Yes. I like the charcoal color.
Yeah, it's a Columbia.
It's a really nice shirt.
Yeah, dark hair, charcoal shirt. Looks good.
With a scarf and all.
I know, right? Hey, how's your morning?
My morning is going wonderful.
It really is.
Yeah.
You're a great, we have a great producer.
Thank you.
And a great host.
Yes, you are.
What a show.
It always is.
And if you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
No, but seriously, people should always be tuned in to 98.5 UPS.
Yes, they should.
24 hours, 7 days a week.
That's right.
Because it rocks nonstop.
That's true.
It starts at 6 o'clock and rocks nonstop till 12 o'clock. It does not stop. Big shout out to Cherie.
Oh, yes.
Big fan of the show.
Yes.
Big shout out to Cherie. Cherie, how you doing? Another big shout out. Do you have any shameless plugs?
My mom.
Oh, Pat. Of course.
One day she's going to take a trip with me.
Trip to the show.
Yep. I'm gonna get her out here.
Yeah. We have a huge show.
Yes, we do.
I mean, look at all this information.
You have a lot of papers here.
And what a great song coming into the show to start the show with.
Oh, no kidding.
It's one of my favorite tunes.
That's a great song.
Linkin Park. Love Linkin Park.
Linkin Park is a great, great band.
I mean, I grew up in Metro Detroit near Allen and Linkin Park. I, in fact, grew up in Oak Park.
Really?
Yeah, so there's a park at the end there.
Yeah.
No correlation. Big shout out. You know, I just feel that there's so many men and women out there that work so hard every day and they deal with the public. You know, like the people at the post office, gas stations,
yep.
Secretary of State. I want to give a big shout out to my friends, Kelly and Rhonda, who work at the courthouse in Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
They do a great job. They're always there for not only the clients, but the attorneys and everyone else that works in the court. They make that place run so smooth.
Well, that's great.
Kelly and Rhonda, they work for the state of Michigan Department of Corrections, parole, right there behind the window. So if any listeners out there listening and you happen to see Kelly and Rhonda, you know, say thank you to them.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
Make their day.
So I want to give those ladies a big plug. So there you go.
There we go.
I think the show's over. Now the show just started. Last week, big snowstorm came through Michigan.
Yes, it did.
I have a complaint.
Okay.
Why did half of everything shut down? I understand the schools because we want to keep our kids safe and we don't want them on buses and whatnot and correct. Waiting outside.
Correct.
I get that.
Yeah, it was too cold and windy.
We live in Michigan.
Yeah.
When it snows, people act like it's the first time, like we've lived in the desert on the ocean. We've never seen it snow before, and they don't know how to get through the snow.
I know. That was the biggest pet peeve of mine. The morning after, I'm behind somebody through St. Helen, and I'm telling you, they must have been doing 5 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour speed zone. It is. It's like they forgot how to drive.
Oh, my God. Guess what, Nikki? Can I tell you something?
Yeah?
I saw a snowflake. We better shut down the show. I mean, people, come on.
I know.
We live in, everybody, oh my God, there's a snowstorm coming. We better get ready. Ready to do what?
I mean,
most of us drive four-wheel trucks, at least I do.
Right.
Or someone you know, you're going to get to work.
Yeah, I don't have four-wheel drive, and I still got through there.
I mean, oh my
gosh.
It was
only, what, 8 to 10 inches of snow, and people panicked.
Oh my, wait, Nikki, guess what? I just saw another snowflake.
Uh-oh. We're going to have to shut down for the rest of the week.
I don't know what to do. I live in Michigan. What do I do about snow? You know what I did when it snowed?
Ski.
No. Well, I snowboard, and I no longer bumper ski like I did when I was a kid.
Don't
bumper ski. I used to. I went outside, and I just jumped in the snow head first.
My dog loved it.
I loved it, too. My dog, speaking of dog, we are a law show, by the way. If you're just tuning in, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt, and you are Nikki Morissette with the fake last name. That's not your real last name. I know it's not.
Yes, it
I'm talking to Pat.
It's on my birth certificate.
Let's don't even go there.
It's on my driver's license.
My dog, when that snow fell.
Yep.
You know, the German Shepherd.
Yeah.
She's got such a nose. She was tracking the rabbits and the squirrels throughout the backwoods.
Well, of course.
But they burrow. I mean, my dog would dig up 2 acres a day to find out what's in the ground. I'm just saying, 2 acres a day. But we are a law show. We have a lot to get to today. Do you have any complaints? You want to complain about anything? But am I right about the snow? Like people, I'm not saying our listeners, but really, come on.
That does irritate me. You know, you got people driving way too slow. Then they'd be overcautious, and they're the ones that cause the accidents.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you're on the expressway. Okay, there's snow. It's a little slick. Do 55. Don't do 35.
I got a question for you. This may offend one or two listeners.
Okay.
And I try not to do that. I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm forget about it. I'm just saying. Are you like me when you see a Mercedes or a fancy Beamer or some $100,000 vehicle broken down by the side of the road? Now, we don't want anyone to get injured or hurt. And I've had vehicles in my lifetime, flat tires, broken down too.
Right.
It's not a pleasant experience.
Correct.
And we want you to be safe.
Yes.
But I just smile. Because those are usually the vehicles that are cutting us big trucks off or going a little faster than they should.
Yes, and you are right.
I'm not saying everyone that drives a Beamer or a Mercedes is arrogant, but we're from Metro Detroit. And I'm going to go on the record, and I speak from experience. Most of my friends who drive those vehicles are arrogant.
Yes, they are.
And so when I see one broken down up on 127 heading to the North Country, as long as they're safe, I don't want anyone injured.
Right.
I can't help but smile.
You laugh.
I smile.
And I laugh.
I'm just saying. You feel me there?
It's like you deserve to be there.
I'm just saying. You know?
I understand, yeah.
So you feel me?
Yes, I
wonder
do.
If the listeners agree.
Hopefully none drive a Beamer.
We have 20 listeners now.
Yes, we do.
I like Beamers, but I like BMWs, but I drive American
Mercedes
vehicles.
And all that. They shouldn't even be out in the snow anyways.
Another shameless plug, Dusty, my good friend, all the women who work at the Clear County Prosecutor's Office up there in Harrison. Dusty does a great job. They work for Michelle Ambrositis up there. Tracy's there. But Dusty, great lady. I know her son, TJ, but she's just a very, again, another hardworking lady who makes everyone's day easier when you come to the courthouse.
Well, that's good. Good.
At the prosecutor's office up in Clear County.
All right.
Michelle does a great job, and as the rest of Scully does. But a big shout out to my buddy, Scott Moore, who's a prosecutor up there. Big shout out to Scott. Scott is the best dressed lawyer north of Metro Detroit. Besides myself, Scott's always looking just dad. He looks great. I want to go up and hug him, but he's a prosecutor. I don't want my client seeing me hugging a prosecutor.
Right.
But he's a guy. I'm a guy. I can hug another guy. I'm masculine enough that I can go up and hug a guy.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, like my buddies that I grew up with. We grew up hugging each other. Hey, how you doing? Come here. Give me a hug and kissing on the cheek.
Right.
It's our ethnicity.
Correct.
That's how we grew up.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not going to walk up to my buddy and just smack him on the lips.
Oh, please don't.
Nothing wrong. Wait, as Seinfeld said, there's nothing wrong with that. But my guys.
No.
No. Didn't right. happen.
There's a line.
No, they would take their Italian horn and stick it right in my nose. Hey, if you're just tuning in, who are we?
You are Todd L. Levitt, and I'm Nikki Morse.
And we're the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. And we come to each and every Sunday morning right here, 9 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 UPS, WUPS. Great app. We talk about the app every week.
Yes, great app. We got to get more people to download the app. You can even see our Facebook posts on it now and listen to us live from wherever you are.
Absolutely. So we have some stories coming up on the show today. We are going to talk about something called the Stingray.
Okay.
The Stingray.
Isn't that a car?
Corvette, Stingray?
Yeah.
Those were badass.
Nice cars.
Oh, don't get me started on cars. This is a Stingray phone tracker that law enforcement has been using for close to a decade.
Wow.
I didn't even know it existed.
Okay, no, I didn't either.
I have a story on what is dabbing. Do you ever heard of dabbing?
That I have not heard of.
What is dabbing and how do dabs work? We have a story on that.
Okay.
And we have a story how a man gets 46 months in prison for an email scam.
That was a big one. I briefly looked at that one.
Yeah. Also, we have a a show filled with great music.
Yes, we do. Always.
We're dedicating this show to all of our listeners and Scott Whelan.
Okay.
Formerly of the Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver.
Yes.
Scott was, I mean, we lost a great one there.
Yes, we did.
Do you like Stone Temple Pilots?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Did you ever listen to any Velvet Revolver?
Velvet Revolver, I did not.
Oh, man. Velvet Revolver was great. Want to hear some Velvet Revolver real quick? What do you think? As we go to break here in a minute? I love Velvet Revolver. You don't recall when Scott Whelan slash Dave Kushner, I believe, Duff McKagan, you know, formerly of Guns N' Roses. I think Matt Sorum was in there, too. I think that's what the guy. You remember Velvet Revolver?
No, that one I really don't.
Oh, man.
I missed something good there.
You don't remember this?
No, I don't.
Here it comes. Man, you can just hear Slash. Can you hear Slash's riff?
Yes.
We lost Scott this past year. Breaks my heart. We've lost so many great artists, performers.
A lot this year.
Yeah, he was struggling with drug addiction for decades. Anyhow, when we come back from break, we're going to continue talking to Nikki Morissette. And we got some law to talk about, Nikki.
Yes, we do.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in, what took you so long?
Yeah, what took you so long?
During break, you won't believe what happened.
What happened?
I saw 4 snowflakes.
Oh, no.
We got to shut it down.
Yeah, now it's a blizzard.
It's a blizzard. 4 snowflakes. It's a blizzard. If you're just tuning in, during the first segment, we were just, Nikki and I are just fed up with whoever they are.
Yeah.
And I blame
the overcautious drivers.
No, it's people who run things. It's the weather people. It's just this. It's just the government. We live in Michigan. It snows here, folks. Guess what? It snows.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a blizzard coming. Everyone is just panicking. We got
to
shut.
And then running to the grocery stores to clean the shelves.
Let's shut the town down. I can't go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, we're not Texas.
I don't have a 4-wheeler. Yeah, we don't live in a desert, folks. It snows here.
Yeah, they get snow. They shut down.
I'm not referring to our listeners. I'm just saying in general. Hey, you know why I no longer buy lotto tickets?
Why is that?
Because I'm tired of being told that I'm a loser and I'm not a winner. I'm a pretty confident guy.
See, I don't buy them.
No.
I don't.
I just because we never win. Someone's going to win.
Well, yeah.
But if you do your self-check, it says not a winner.
Yes, it does.
I mean, and if you do it every day, after a while, some people might start to feel
like a loser.
Like a loser. So if you're down and out, Nikki and Todd's advice.
No lotto tickets.
Go to the ATM and get approved or something.
There
like.
You
get,
go.
Oh, no. Go buy something. Use your debit card. And once you punch in your code, it should say approved.
There you go.
How do you like that?
I like that.
Hey, Nikki.
Yes?
What is dabbing? Do you know what dabbing is or do you want me to tell you?
I think you better tell me.
All right. Well, if anybody out there, which most of the people I know who are involved with cannabis, whether recreational, medical, or even from a business standpoint, they know or have heard of dabbing.
Okay.
It's a method of consumption. It's been around for, probably more than a decade. And it refers to, dabbing, the only way to describe it is it's concentrated doses of cannabis that are made by extracting THC and other cannabinoids using solvents like butane or carbon dioxide. It results in a sticky oil or wax.
Okay.
Some people call it shatter, butter, but it's wax. It's dabbing, and you put it on a little stick, dabbing. So there's been a lot of controversy over the last couple of years. Rightfully so in some cases, because I know right now of two individuals who I hope they're okay. I haven't heard in the last week, whose lungs collapsed.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of dabbing.
Oh, that's horrible.
Now, critics, the critics out there who are against legalization of marijuana,
yeah,
or dabbing, will argue that it will, you know, that your lungs will collapse. So they're trying to be, bring all this negativity to the legalization of it. But I'm telling you, listeners, first and foremost, I know of two legitimate individuals, one in serious condition, and I know somebody who knows someone that passed away from the lungs collapsing from the dabbing.
Well, the dabbing is a different process, and it's a lot stronger than apparently because of their what happened to them.
Now, I'm not sure if whoever made, you know, their extract, that you know, of their wax,
right?
Whether it was the butane, I'm not going to blame it on the butane. I don't know if people out there, and I'll have to. We were going to have someone on from Sour Apple.
Yeah,
they're going to come in and talk to us about this.
I think that's a good idea to clear up any misconception.
Right. I'm not against dabbing. I'm going on the record. I'm not against dabbing.
Yeah,
I'm
but not people make it wrong, like you said, with the butane, and it could cause serious injuries.
I'm not telling anyone to break the law. I'm just not against dabbing.
Right.
But like I said, a dab is it usually refers to a dose of concentrate that is heated on a hot surface. Usually a nail, and then inhaled through what's called a dab rig, Nikki.
Okay.
So, and it's been controversial, and in some circles and others it hasn't. But it's a dividing point within communities because of the intense. It produces more of an intense high.
Gotcha. Okay.
And by the way, it's not legal.
Right.
So I'm going to tell everybody out there: do not dab.
No, please don't.
No, if you you have a medical marijuana card or you're a caregiver and you have a legal right to possess and smoke and transport marijuana, you're doing it so under the auspices of the law.
Right. Be safe.
But I'm not telling anybody out there to produce wax, smoke wax, possess wax.
No.
Because you will be charged with a felony if you're found in possession of wax.
Really?
In the state of Michigan. Yeah. Dabbing is not legal
All right.
In Michigan. But others will argue it should be because what happens when I get these wax cases, when I get someone pulled over and there's marijuana and wax on their person, they're charged with a felony, possession of an analog. So if you have possession of marijuana on you, let's say you don't legally have a right to possess marijuana.
Okay.
For whatever reason, law enforcement, you know, discovers you're in a car or somewhere or you don't have a legal right, they'll charge you with possession, a one-year misdemeanor. Then they'll charge you with a felony, possession of an analog for the wax.
Oh, okay.
But the wax, I've talked about this in the past, the wax is sent to the Michigan State Police Lab. The wax comes back with a THC concentrate and inconclusive as to any other chemical makeup.
All right.
So prosecutors either, they dismiss it, from my experience, and then you end up pleading someone to 7411 if they're guilty with the possession and keep it off their record.
Wow.
Dabbing.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of things going on out there.
Yeah. It would be nice to have Sour Apple here, too.
Sour Apple, Josh from Sour Apple is going to be coming on the show.
That's going to be a good show.
Smoke Shop, north end of Mount Pleasant, one of our sponsors, right in the Secretary of State Plaza. Go visit Sour Apple.
Yes.
Call all our sponsors.
Yes.
Yeah. Sean, Corridor, and Emerson up at Harrison Power Sports.
They're great guys.
I was up there last week.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
We got to have them back on.
They've
too.
Got some great sleds for sale, side by sides, even though the snow's on the ground or it's melting now.
Right.
So get up there and see Harrison Power Sports. Chad Malley for all your well drilling.
Yes.
And Clark.
Clark Modular Homes.
Right there on M20.
Yeah.
Love
Pay
Clark.
Pay them all a visit.
Please do, because they support us and we support you.
Yes.
Yep. Hey, Nikki.
Yes.
Another snowflake.
Oh, no.
I'm looking on Michigan Doppler radar. Guess what? Snowflakes are going to fall tonight.
Oh, more.
I don't know what to do with myself.
I don't know either. We might as well just shut the show down.
We should. Better go to the grocery store. Yeah, it's going to snow in Michigan. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
We've never seen snow before. What is that?
I don't get it. Those people really just irk me.
I have a complaint. Want to hear another complaint?
You have a different one now?
I have a completely different complaint.
Okay.
So, look, there's a lot of listeners who listen at fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
Okay. I went through a drive-thru last week, and if you don't know this, when you go to a drive-thru, those young men and women or men and women at that window, they're timed.
Right.
The corporations require that they take your order, process it, give you your food, and keep moving you through that window.
Correct.
It's faster to go through a drive-thru at Taco Bell and Tim Hortons and McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's than it is to go inside.
Yes, that's true.
No, it is true. This is factually accurate. You can go inside a Taco Bell. Well, I won't.
Oh, I love Taco Bell.
And I love Taco Bell, too. Give me a Crunchwrap Supreme, easy on the nacho cheese.
I could eat Taco Bell every day for lunch.
Once those 10 snowflakes fall and I leave the barricade of my environment, I'm going to go get Taco Bell.
There we go.
But look, no, it's true. If you go into one of these fast food establishments, you could be the only one in line at the counter, and you could wait there 5 minutes while they're helping to drive through windows.
Yes, you're
right. I'm not singling anybody out.
Right.
Last week, I pull up to the speaker.
Okay.
My vehicle isn't even there yet. It's the person in front already moved forward.
Okay.
I'm already... Can I take your order? Can I take your order, please? And I go, yes, I'd like. Please move forward. It was so fast. I didn't even get to say anything. Can I take your order, please? Yes, I'd like. Please move forward. It's like, what?
You didn't even give them the order?
They are such a rush that I didn't even have an opportunity to get my order. I pull up to the window. They thought I was the order for the person behind me. I said, I didn't order coffee. They gave me a thing of coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I ordered a plain bagel. I don't want to toast it. I don't want to cut or slice. Put a bagel. Put it in a bag. Let me get the heck out of here. I got to get to court.
Wow.
I'm tired. All you fast food workers, slow it down.
Yeah, slow it down a little bit.
Come on, give me a break. I'm serious. Let me at least look on the menu. They don't even want you looking on the menu. They expect, that's why you have all those menus as you move up. Because they want you to know what you want and move forward.
Right.
They get a little testy, some of them. Not all of them.
But also, so do people in line. Because I had a car, believe it or not, that the window wouldn't go down. And I forgot about it because I didn't have the car long. And I moved up to the window.
No way.
And I was too close to the building to open my door. So I pulled up a little bit because I couldn't back up because I had somebody behind me. He pulled in and took my spot. I never even got... I had to get out of my car and go pay her by hand.
No.
Because he pulled up too far and I wasn't able to reverse to get...
open
my door.
And you know what's even worse? You were probably rushed to give your order.
Yes. Like, but I was more rushed by the guy driving behind me.
Fast food workers, don't make us feel guilty that we want to take our time and maybe order something different than my plain bagel.
Well, yeah, because they change their menu so often.
Can I tell you something? I feel so rushed at these breakfast places. I order the same thing every time. Hotcakes, I don't get to order the Egg McMuffin. I have to order a bagel at Tim Hortons because I just feel rushed.
Yeah.
I love Tim Hortons. I'm not knocking McDonald's or Tim Hortons.
Right. But
I'm just saying.
You got to have a little bit of time to think what you want because they change the numbers and everything on you.
Next time I go to Taco Bell, I'm ordering number 1 through 12. I want to see what they say.
That won't be a fast trip, will it?
Can I take your order, please? Yes, I'd like number... Thank you, move forward. Whoa, wait a minute. I didn't even order my Crunchwrap Supreme or my Taco
Let's
Supreme.
See if they can get that order taken care of.
Yeah,
in
I'd
two
like number
minutes.
1 through 12. Excuse me? Did you say 1 and 12? No, I said 1 through 12.
You know, that'll probably be the only time they don't mess up the order.
You know what? After I leave, well, it's snowing again. I just saw another snowflake, but I'm still going to go through a drive-thru today, and I'm going to slow it down. Maybe the listeners are saying, Todd, you need to slow down your voice. I'm jacked
Maybe
up.
That's what it takes.
I'm upset about being rushed through drive-thru. I'm not happy right now.
No, that's we have a right to take our time.
You know what? What I'd like to do? I'd like to go to Meijer today or Walmart, and this is going to be really childish. You know how you're checking out? And the cashier is scanning and bagging your groceries and then turning that...
That wheel thing.
Yeah, I want to sit on that thing and be spun around.
I remember those at the park. You get yourself dizzy.
You don't have to go to the park anymore. You just
go to Meijer.
Not Meijer's. Go to Meijer or Walmart. I want to take a spin.
There we go.
I just spent $120 on groceries.
Let's sit on top.
You sit on Walmart. No, we're going to go to...
Ride.
Let's go to Walmart, aisle 4 and 5. And we'll have a spinning contest.
There we go. Let's go.
Hey, we're a law show.
Yes, we are.
And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about law.
Okay.
We're going to talk about what I brought up earlier how U.S. Marshals have been using these Stingray cell phones tracking devices for near. They've used them thousands and thousands of times. I want to talk about that.
Okay.
And Trailer Park Boys.
Uh-oh.
When we come right back, Nikki. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Lincoln Park bringing us back from break. I love Lincoln Park.
Yeah, so do I. And that is a great song.
It's a great song. Hey, you were telling me something funny during break.
Yes,
go ahead, real quick.
I have another complaint with these fast food restaurants.
Let me hear it.
Rush you. I went up to Taco Bell's window, and I usually order my number 3 because I get my tacos. Well, I ordered it this time, and they changed the menu on me and gave me the wrong thing. So I'm driving all the way back to work, and I find out that they gave me the wrong order.
Yeah, because you're rushed.
Yeah, and it's stuff that I don't like. And then I had to drive all the way back.
I'm tired of ordering a brand carrot muffin and then getting a blueberry muffin.
Oh, that would ruin my morning.
If I want my carrot muffin, I want my carrot muffin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd forget
about
the blueberry.
It. I'm just saying.
Yeah, stop changing the numbers on us.
My fish are upset with me, by the way.
Still?
Yeah.
They're still hiding on you?
Yeah, because a couple weeks ago, I was making tuna salad, fish. I make great tuna, Todd's tuna. I got a recipe from a friend who owns a deli downstate.
Okay.
My fish were just appalled. No, I'm not kidding you.
Did they come out at all?
I haven't even seen them. They're like Finding Nemo. They left. I never knew. Like when you go, if you have fish and you go to the tank, they'll come to the tank because they're so bored of swimming in this circles all day.
Right, they wait for you to feed them.
Well, of course, but, you know, I was making tuna salad, and I put the tuna can in front of the fish tank. I haven't seen my fish since. Appalled. Unbelievable. No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, poor fish.
I know. I don't know where my fish, I don't know where they went. They're not there anymore. I have two tanks because they're both little betas, Japanese fighting fish.
I like those fish.
Yeah, you want to hear about stingrays?
Yes, I do.
Do you know what a stingray is?
Besides a car?
Well, besides a car, right. Stingrays is basically, it's they trick your cell phone into joining a fake network. And since cell phones inherently, the computer systems, the chips in them, they trust the network that they're attached to, like
right.
all the towers and whatnot. But what happens is, and especially, so here's a story on stingrays. So the Baltimore Police Department here, actually they're no longer, well, no, they are still using it. It attracts cell phones by impersonating cell phone towers. And the Baltimore police have used stingrays 4,300 times, according to a court testimony, because people are starting to fight for their freedoms and nobody knows what's going on out there. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. And a stingray was originally, here's the story. It's an IMSI catcher, and it's basically a cell phone. And initially, it was developed for the military and intelligence community.
So they would listen to your conversations.
Well, basically, I mean, I'm not exactly sure how it works. We'll have to have someone from law enforcement in here if we can actually do that. But when it's active, it will force compatible cellular devices in a given area to disconnect from the service provider cell site, like an example operated by Sprint, Verizon, AT&T, and it establishes a new connection with the Stingray. Is that unbelievable?
Wow.
And in most cases, this is usually accomplished by having the Stingray broadcast a pilot signal that is either stronger than or made to appear stronger than the original signal being broadcast by the legitimate cell tower. Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, it sounds like they're tracking certain people.
You know, our rights have been just... I'm a defense attorney.
Right.
You think for a second you have constitutional rights, you're wrong.
Yeah, not at all.
I'm all for the United States. I am not an anti-government guy. But I tell people, you know, you think you have rights? What rights?
Right.
The United States Supreme Court and our local state courts have destroyed our Fourth Amendment rights to search and seizure. We have a right to feel secure in our homes, our cars, and our persons. Now, we talked about this. We're not going to bore the listeners. I am willing to give up certain rights, you know, to protect our country and our servicemen and women.
Right.
But I'm not willing to give up all my rights.
No, and we shouldn't have to.
How do you feel about Apple and the FBI? The FBI, everyone knows what's going on. They want Apple to help them, you know, create some code so they can break into Apple phones.
Yeah, there's got to be a line somewhere, but unless it has to deal with bombing something in the United States, then I'd say no. If they're trying to stop a terrorist act, then I think they should be able to.
But Nikki, if
only for that.
There are so many hackers and there's so many employees who steal data, work product.
Yeah, you're right.
I worry that when this code is created to decrypt our phones, that somebody's going to get their hands on it. It's going to get in the wrong hands. And now the government wants Apple to help, you know, find some information on one cell phone. And now they do it, if they were going to do it. And now it's in the hands of the wrong people. Now we're all at risk over one phone.
You're right.
Now, I'm not saying these high tech.
It should be set aside to be one group of people only. You know, make Apple be the only ones to be able to put the code in.
My point is, my understanding is Apple would have to write the code because it's to unlock the phone.
Okay.
The decryptions. I'm not that techie to explain this to the listeners.
But they would have to spend time to write something first. They just can't go in there and do
that
it.
That code is going to end up in the wrong hands.
Eventually it probably would. Yes.
Now, again, obviously, I agree with you. If I'm willing to give up a liberty, if it would help prevent another 9/11 or our fellow citizens or our military people from being targeted.
Oh, yes, definitely.
But like I said, we don't have any rights. What rights we have, I mean, we don't have any rights. And what rights we have, I'm holding on to as tight as I can.
Right.
And I'm trying to, at the same time, I'm defending the constitutional rights of those who hire me.
Correct.
That's my job. You may have done something you should not have, but you're still entitled to a defense, a strong defense. You're entitled to have your constitutional rights protected.
Yes, you are. No matter what, you are.
Just because someone's arrested and they're charged with something, it doesn't mean that the law enforcement agency that went about investigating or looking at evidence or you know, charging you, who's to say they did their job right?
That's true.
A lawyer like myself.
Yes, you have to do your own investigation.
I'm not just a litigator.
You're an advocator.
It's snowing out again.
I know.
I got to shut the show down. We live in Michigan. We're not used to having snowflakes.
Well, we can't get out, so we might as well finish.
You know who never complains about the snow? Our 10 Amish listeners. The Amish, I've never heard one. I love the Amish. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, I have some Amish friends.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, and you know, I always recognize my one friend because he's always wearing the same thing. I'm just saying, his beard keeps growing longer.
I know.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The Amish always wave to me. Whenever I go up to Jay's Sporting Goods.
They're friendly people.
They're just people.
They are so friendly.
I've never heard an Amish complain.
No.
Never.
You know what? Neither have I.
Nope.
About anything.
I would like, if all the Amish that are listening to this show, I would like them to take their horse and buggies and go through every drive-through wherever you are and take your time ordering whatever you want to order.
Yes.
And if those drive-through window employees are trying to rush you because upper management, wherever they work, told them to have to rush the time at the window, Amish, take your time. In fact, order for the horse while you're at it.
Yes.
I'm serious.
They'd like a burger.
Do horses eat burger?
I don't know. Give them those fries at the bottom of the bag.
What do you think? What did you think about that stingray?
That's scary. Yeah, it
is.
They're really tapping into listening to other people's conversations is the way I'm taking it. If they're switching your towers on you,
yeah, that
they're listening in.
Wow, I never knew that existed until last week.
Well, don't they have televisions that are like that now too? Brand new TVs, they can watch you through there?
I mean, there's a lot going on.
I mean, you hear all these things and you read it online, you know, the retina scans and all that's how they're going to identify you now.
What's that?
Retina scans.
Oh, you mean your pupil?
Yeah, for your eyes.
I didn't hear that.
I saw that one that they were going to test it in New York.
I never heard that one.
And then, of course, you have your microchipping that they want to do for the future.
Well, explain that one.
That's where they're going to make it mandatory for when you're born to have microchips put in you so they can identify you.
What?
Kind of like you microchip your dog in case it gets lost.
You mean they're sort of like
doing that to humans.
Sort
now.
Of like a sci-fi show.
Yeah. They actually are looking in the way future that we're going to have microchips like I do for my dog in case she gets lost. They're going to have that on humans when they're born. I don't agree with that at all. That I do not agree with.
There's going to be a lot of listeners out there who probably agree and disagree when I say you don't have any rights. But I see it all
the
time.
What we do have left is slowly dwindling away.
I just want one motor vehicle that's pulled over, and I want the officer not to say they smell marijuana. That's all I want. Because once they say that, they're in your vehicle.
Correct.
And they're searching everyone in it.
And even though you don't have it,
yeah.
They're just going to have some
absolutely.
Excuse.
And I said, we support law enforcement.
Right, we do.
Most of my friends are in law enforcement.
But mistakes get made.
Mistakes do get made. Absolutely. What a great show.
Yes, it is.
We have more law to get to in a little bit here. We've got a story about a man who got 46 months in prison for an email scam. Can you believe that? Yeah.
That's a long time.
We're going to have to go to break here in a few minutes, though.
Yes.
How about some Scott Whelan and Velvet Revolver going out to break here?
Here we go.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I am attorney Todd L. Levitt, and you are?
Nikki Morissette.
And we come to you each and every Sunday morning?
Yes, at 9 a.m.
Until when?
10 a.m.
On where?
98.5 UPS.
And you go to your app store and download the app?
Yes. You could be on that app all day.
Could be on that app all day. Hey, by the way, I always hear from listeners, and the UPS has it's a 100,000-watt station.
Yes,
that covers a huge area.
Yeah, northern central Michigan.
And I just appreciate all the listeners and how kind they are. And I get a lot of calls, and I don't specialize. I'm a criminal defense attorney. I do Canadian rehabilitation with our buddy Dave Rosenblatt. And, you know, I teamed up with my buddy attorney John Marco, so I've been fielding phone calls for auto accident, motorcycle in the summer, truck accident. So people, if you're involved in an auto accident, you're the victim, feel free to call my office and 989-772-6000. I'll put you in the right direction.
That's great.
But there's a lot of listeners that call that have questions that I don't specialize in, and I don't give out legal advice in an area that I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, of course.
That's and in any profession, you should not do that.
Correct.
If you're a plumber and not a painter, then you shouldn't paint.
No, you should.
Although there's a lot of plumbers that paint.
Yeah.
I'm a good painter.
I'm terrible.
I painted in college.
I'm a terrible
You slop
painter.
It on. You don't trim nice.
I end
and
up with more on me than I do on the wall.
I've seen you write. Your hands are so steady. You're almost like a dentist. By the way, I just bought a new toothbrush.
Did you?
Yeah. A nice one.
What color?
Multicolored.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Rainbow. Yeah.
And you know the Brussels or whatever you call those things? There are five different levels, so I get five different types of brushing and cleaning of my teeth.
Are they is it the spin brush?
I don't like to spin brush. No. Yes. The only thing I want to spin are those things when you check out at Walmart today after the show that you and I are going to sit on and have a spin contest.
There we go.
You think Walmart will let us do that?
Oh, we probably have some security guards show up and escort us out of the building.
I will get a separate liability policy, an umbrella policy to cover Walmart, because I guarantee if you and I sit on those spin cycle things where you check out for groceries, we're going off.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't
I'm
doubt
just
it.
Saying, in fact, I'm going to throw things at
we're
you.
We're going to have to go visit Sporting Goods first and get some pads and a helmet.
We should have a competition.
Okay.
See, it's like, you know, you're in a pool and you play, what is that?
Marco Polo.
No, not Marco Polo.
Oh, then what?
What is it when you're on someone's shoulders? What's that called in the pool? I haven't had someone... you know,
I
you're
don't
trying
know
to
what it's called, but I remember, yeah, and then you wrestle and try to get the other one off, knocked off the shoulders.
I always wanted my buddy who has the woman or the young, because we were young.
Right.
You know, obviously I'm 18, 20 years old. I wanted that my woman to pull her other woman down towards me.
I see how you played.
I'm just saying. Hey, we have a story.
Okay.
Man, we are out of control.
I know. It's just one of those days.
I know, because it snowed. We have 20 snowflakes falling.
Our brains are freezing.
We're in a hurry to get home because 20 snowflakes fell. God forbid we live in Michigan. We don't know how to handle snow.
We don't want to get snowed in the studio.
Right. No. An Ohio man was sentenced.
Okay.
Federal prison. He spoofed an attorney. He sent an attorney an email as if he was the attorney's client. This was a probate lawyer. So a lot of these probate lawyers, or there are some attorneys that handle large estates, and they have to put their client's money into these special accounts.
Okay.
The lawyer cannot touch that money. It's there for the client.
Okay.
Or if it's a retainer, or if you're a probate lawyer or a business lawyer, you know, I don't know. Some attorneys just hold on to large funds and small funds, but large funds. And there's laws that require these lawyers to have certain type of accounts, IOLTA accounts, and the bank set them up. This man, posing as this attorney's client, sent an email, and the lawyer sent $250,000 of this other client's money to this third party.
Oh, wow.
So let's say, Nikki, you had $250,000 being held by a lawyer.
Okay.
This other person holds themselves out to be you and emails that lawyer as if they're you, convincing the lawyer to deposit the money. The lawyer should have had some checks and balances in place.
Yeah, why is he doing that off of an email?
This is
Don't you pick up the phone and
call? It's a New York case. I'm just saying.
I think you should call and verify that with that kind of money.
It's a true story. You cannot. Look, there's two types. When you hire an attorney, some attorneys charge what's called a retainer.
Right.
You put some money down. You sign a fee. And by the way, folks, if you hire an attorney, make sure you are signing a fee agreement. I have fee agreements. You come into my office and you hire us, you're going to know in writing what exactly we're going to do for you and what your obligations are, because we have to work as a team.
Right.
We're required as lawyers to do this. I can't tell you how many clients I come across who've had other attorneys for other reasons in the past years, and they never signed a fee agreement. They tell me, wow, this is the first time I signed a fee agreement.
Really?
Why would you give anyone anywhere money for any type of business, whatever it is, and not get a receipt or a record of what you're signing?
Oh, of course. You do with a car.
You should always keep accurate records.
Yes.
Get it in writing.
You have to get everything in writing nowadays.
My grandfather used to do business on handshakes.
Well, that was back in the olden days when you can actually trust people. Now you can't.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I mean, I've seen some things back when I was a kid. But look, get it in writing.
Yes, you have to.
Get it in writing. And by the way, I get these phone calls about these landlord-tenant situations.
Okay.
If where somebody doesn't sign a lease, and after a certain period of time, the landlord wants them out of the space.
Right.
So there's different types of tenancies. It's called tenancies. There's tenancy in common, tenancy by entireties. There's all kinds of tenancies out there. But if you don't have a written lease, and let's say I say, Nikki, you can come stay in this room.
Okay.
All right. We didn't put anything in writing.
All right.
You pay me first month's rent. You move in.
Okay.
You're a month-to-month tenant now.
Right.
I have to give you 30 days notice that I want you to move out.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just letting you know. But parents cannot, you know how you hear, oh, I got kicked out of my house? You ever hear that you've heard that throughout the years?
Yes, I have.
You cannot even kick your own child out of the house. You would have to evict your child.
When they turn 18, you have to evict them?
It doesn't matter who's living with you. Unless, I mean, it's subject to like a personal protection order or a court order or law enforcement telling you can't be there.
Right.
But other than that, if it's just a common living environment, I don't know what's common about that if you're kicking your kids out. First of all, I don't like to hear kids being kicked out of the house.
No, I know a lot of parents who have done that.
But if your 20-year-old is still at home and you have a disagreement and you say, leave now, get out, don't come back, that child doesn't know it, but they don't have to leave. You have to evict that kid.
Wow.
You can't kick anybody out of the house. You have to evict them. This is the truth. I am 100% accurate with what I'm telling you right now.
Wow.
You never knew that.
No, I did not know that.
I teach you a lot of things.
Yes, you do.
I do, because I'm a great host.
You're melting that snow in my brain to get me more.
22 snowflakes fell. We are in big trouble.
You missed one.
I missed one. Oh, my God, it's snowing. We're going to have to shut down everything.
Oh, man.
If you're just tuning in earlier in the show, first segment, we are just, you and I have had it when there's a big snowstorm on the horizon, and everybody, we're going to have to shut everything down in Michigan, and oh, my goodness, what are we going to do?
Yeah, they panic.
It's like the first time you saw snow.
I know.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Forget about it. And
it's going to happen anyways. You live here.
Yeah. By the way, this show is dedicated to Scott Whelan, Stone Temple Pilots, yes, and Velvet Revolver. You know, he passed away this past year. Another great performer. He's battled drugs his entire life. And, you know, throughout the years, I had heard about his issues, and I was always worried about him because I just loved his voice. And I still do.
Right.
And
yeah,
we played his songs earlier in the show.
Yes, he's got a great voice.
Yeah, we've been playing Linkin Park throughout the show.
That is a great voice.
That's a great voice. That guy can belt. I saw Linkin Park open up for Metallica.
Did you? Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
Boy, did I miss a good one there. That would have been a great concert.
Before we end the show, you know, the feds approved the sale of powdered alcohol. Did you know that?
I didn't know it got approved.
Yeah, it was approved. But here's the thing. The state of Michigan is banning.
Good.
Powdered alcohol.
Good.
I never even heard there was powdered alcohol.
Well, I just heard it that first time you talked about it. Yeah. And no, it doesn't even sound good.
Here's an update. Someone wanted me to mention this again. The civil forfeiture changes that took effect this past January. Law enforcement will now have to adhere to new reporting requirements and meet a higher evidentiary standard for seizing and taking ownership of people's property.
Really?
I'm not going to get into that again. But I'm so happy about that.
Yes.
It will require a judge to find clear and convincing evidence that the evidence seized was related to a crime. You get these people who for years have been pulled over, a couple grams of marijuana, their cars are being seized, their property is being seized, and they have to buy it back from the law enforcement agency.
Right, I remember that.
What a crock.
It is.
And I said earlier in the show, if you think you have rights, I'm telling you, you don't. I mean, let me just say this. Of course you have constitutional rights. It's very important that as people, as citizens, we stand up against the government to protect our constitutional rights. That's why they're there.
Right.
So that the government doesn't, you know, we don't become a fascist country or a communist country. So, yes, we do have rights. Let me clarify that. But as a defense attorney, I've just seen so many cases where it's like, where's our Fourth Amendment rights?
They're getting stripped away.
But I read case law. And so when I say we don't have any rights in this country, I'm very upset with the higher courts and decisions that have quashed our privacy rights.
Right.
So that's what I say when I say we don't have any rights.
And we don't have any there.
But they are still written down. I believe in the Constitution.
Right.
And I believe in enforcement of the constitutional rights. And I think it's important as people we
fight to protect
fight legally for our rights. And you do that through proper legal representation, contacting, you know, the men and women in the House and the Senate, both state level and at the federal level, and letting your voices be heard in a very peaceful way.
Yes.
Let me just clarify. Of course. What a great show.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
And all the snow.
We have to go to Walmart.
Yep, we
have to
go
spin on some grocery checkouts. Then we're going through four different drive-thrus. I just want
to time them ourselves.
Nikki, I'm so tired of ordering that plain bagel. I want time to look at the menu and order something other than a plain bagel in a bag.
Can I
take your order? Thank you.
With
move forward.
Cream cheese.
Can I take your order? And I don't want that receipt anymore. If I give you $2 because my bagel's $1.70, don't give me change in a receipt. What am I going to do with that receipt?
The only time you need a receipt is if it's a big order that you're ordering for the whole company.
Enough already.
Yeah,
It's time to completely revamp how fast foods operate. And here's another complaint. You ever see Undercover Boss?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I have seen that.
Okay. Undercover Boss I think it's on CBS or I don't know where it's at. You always see these owners of these companies going undercover. Every time they go undercover, of course, you know, there's something wrong with the computer, like the computer program that runs the company.
Correct.
Why would you wait to go undercover to fix your computer program in your company? I'm just saying.
You're right.
Like, do you need to go undercover on a national TV show to find out that your employees are doing something wrong or that this isn't being done right or your computer system is breaking down? If you own a company, You should already be checking on that.
Yes, but I did see one that was
saying.
Actually positive, and it wasn't things that were wrong. It was some employees that were working harder than what they were getting paid, and they actually ended up getting...
That's everyone's working harder than they're paid for. My philosophy is, if you work for a company, the more money they make, the more money you should make.
That's true.
If you're paid a salary or you're an hourly employee, why are you busting your tail? I've always worked my tail off throughout my entire life, two or three jobs up until I became an attorney. Now I work my tail off for my clients.
Right.
For someone else to make all the money, and they could care less, and they were always vacationing and out doing this and that. The more money they make, the more money you should make. You should get raise after raise after raise, and I'm not talking a nickel and a quarter.
You're right.
That's all I have to say about that.
There we go.
I think it's time to go.
I think so.
Without further ado, what do we say?
You're not just a litigator.
I'm an advocator.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes in Mount Pleasant, and by Harrison Power Sports. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Melly Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, and the Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant, the best damn smoke shop around.